Sean, across the way. Danny, I think we're getting too old for this shit.
Isn't that the sign of a bad movie, if someone quotes that line? Oh, speaking of things that like happen in movies that people point out, I've been watching, I'm caught up on The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic.
Gotcha, I'm 2 episodes behind.
Okay. This isn't really spoiling anything.
Yes.
They do something they do in movies a lot, but I haven't seen in an anime that I can recall.
Yeah.
Where they use the name of the anime of the thing as a line in the show or the movie.
Nice.
Yeah, stuff's going on, and like the girl that comes with him is like, now that's the wrong way to use healing magic.
Jeez. Of course.
I'm like, he did it!
He did the thing! Oh, God! Oh,
he said those words!
Oh, God.
So, I know you're not super keep up on baseball, but the Dodgers opened the regular season yesterday and today in Korea.
Oh, like their opening game, like for the year?
Yes, but then they're going to fly home, and then they still have a couple more spring training games to play, and then they start the regular season again.
This doesn't make any sense.
Because traditionally, they've always played the Angels the last weekend before the season starts.
Gotcha.
So they'll fly home, play the Angels like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then season starts Monday.
Why would they go to Korea to play? They played a regular season game.
Two of them, yes. And I guess today's game had a lot of empty seats, and they had this crackdown so that non-Korean citizens couldn't buy tickets, and also the Korean citizens that bought the tickets couldn't resell them. And apparently there was a whole shitload of Dodger fans outside. They're like, I'll give you money. Let me in.
Like, people flew from the U.S. to Korea to go watch a game?
Yes.
What? What?
And make it even better, you know, because the games are on at like 3 o'clock in the morning my time.
Yeah.
Is when the game started. So I'm like, I'm at work. I'll check out ESPN Plus. And sure enough, it's like, oh, they have it listed as an option to watch. Go to watch it. Oh, it's been blocked out in your area.
They literally wanted that game to be watched by no one. Nobody. Yeah. Who they even play?
It's the Padres.
The Padres. I just don't understand. Like, what was the point of this?
To try to expand baseball internationally. The same way, like, when the NFL plays in England or Germany.
What, only Germans could buy tickets, I guess?
I don't know if they had those strict rules, but... but yeah, they need to get rid of especially if your team's playing a different country, the fucking blocking out local viewers from watching the game. And because you can't do that and then complain that young kids aren't watching the sports anymore. No kids are watching baseball anymore. And it's like, because they fucking don't have cable and it's not on any streaming service. So they give up.
They don't give a shit. They're like, fuck this. I ain't got time for this.
Yeah, one of my coworkers says the only reason he has cable is for the sports ball.
Seems like a waste of money.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so too, but... yeah.
I guess so. I don't know. It must be nice just to log into cable and it's just say it's blocked out. You can't watch it.
Right. Well, the Dodgers have their own channel, so yes. they won't block that out.
Oh, gotcha. So you have to buy cable to get the Dodger channel so you can watch the Dodger games.
Yes.
Danny, why don't you have cable and have the app so that way you can watch the Dodgers on the Dodger channel?
Because it's not really worth that much money to me. I have other things to watch that I already pay for that cost less and takes up an equal amount of time.
And that you don't watch because you're behind.
Yes. Oh, and this is the last week for new episodes for both Frieren.
Oh, man. I'm so fucking sad.
And The Apothecary Diaries.
See, I haven't started that one yet.
Oh.
But yes, it is. It is the last. It is. We are finishing winter, and spring is around the corner.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah,
there's.
Reddit is equally sad with for both of those ending. They're like, I don't know what to do. My two loves are going away.
Yeah, dude, I don't. Yeah, we actually caught up. We binge watched the fuck out of Delicious in Dungeon, and we actually didn't start episode 11 because we noticed it was a part one. So we're like, nope, not doing it. So actually, it comes out tonight, which when you guys hear the show, it'll obviously already have been out. But yeah, I think we should go to the barn and order some takeout and then watch both episodes tonight and then pass out because I'm old as fuck and I can't fit in anything besides a podcast during the week.
Right.
Dude, I played like one game of like Helldivers. I'm like, I got the daily done. I'm going upstairs.
Night.
I'm just like, yay, Saturday, I'll have slept in and I'll play games then. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Yeah, my Saturday was taken up basically running errands for my wife in a way to.
Nice. All the Philly fans out here because they have nothing to do but talk shit. All of them are starting to stir the pot on the illegal betting
Oh,
investigation on your boy.
so high. Yes, it's whether or not it's like, did he is he the gambling one, and his interpreter's taking the fall, like, and his so high setting him up mafia style, like taking care of him for life. It's like, dude, just go do a couple years in jail, and then you'll never have to work again.
Right. Oh, jeez.
And
So
all
much.
because stupid assholes fell for, right-wing propaganda about making sports betting illegal, whereas basically California is pretty much one of, if not the only state where sports betting is actually still illegal.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's like, I think it's like us and like Utah.
Can't he just say he was betting in Vegas? Oh, I guess he has an illegal.
No, yeah, because they
Is
know
but
who they did. They found out about it, kind of like the Gruden emails, through a different investigation. They were like investigating the bookie, and then they noticed large sums of money, and then they're like, "Where'd this come from?" And we're like, "Hey, I recognize this name."
Oh, jeez. Goodbye.
Yeah, so
Man.
like the theories are that either Shohei's the one that did the gambling, and the guy's taking the fall. The guy did the gambling, and Shohei, like being a friend, is like, yeah, dude, I'll cover you, but don't fucking do it again.
Yeah.
Or the one that's, basically as of now, is that the interpreter did the gambling and then somehow was able to access Shohei's account and steal the money and give it to the bookie.
Gotcha. E. Not good. Not good, sir. Not good.
No.
Dude, so we went right back in time to winter time. Out here. Like full on cold. Like it's gonna hit, it'll be in the 20s tonight. We went from
Fancy, gotta pull out
beautiful.
your jackets.
I know we had the it was like shorts and t-shirts on Sunday, and then it was just immediately like cold again. Like they're like, fuck off. Put your shit back on. We're done with you.
Yeah, it's been a weird end of summer weather in other parts of the country, where it's warm during the day and cool at night, and there's been a couple days of pretty decent thunderstorms
Yeah.
rolling through.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's been fun actually. Rain, get some rain.
Roll time.
Yeah, went to go watch a buddy's from high school, his band play at the Packing House Brewing Company,
Okay, nice.
and I was out waiting. It was pouring, but they had like a pop-up thing, and like they had the awnings over it,
Yeah.
and I was out there like waiting to get pick up Jody's food. And there's a couple girls in front of me ordering, ladies in front of me ordering, and Dude, there was a brightest flash of lightning, and it sounded like a car next to us exploded. The thunder was so close.
Yeah.
One of the ladies screamed.
I
And then she looked around, and she's like, oh God, I'm so sorry.
got freaked out, okay?
And I was like, that's fine. I understand.
Yeah.
But I had to check on my wife to make sure she was okay, even though she was inside.
Yeah. I learned that there's a island in off of the north part of Australia, and then there's another one. Where was it? I don't remember where the first one was. But basically, they have like every 300 days out of the year, there's like a lightning thunderstorm. Just based off
Nice.
like how all the elements from the ocean and the land like come together, it just creates like the perfect thing. And the one in Australia, it's like there's a thunderstorm basically every day at 3 p.m. on the dot. Like it was something that they noticed during like World War II.
It's like you don't need, you can set your clock by it.
Yeah, like yeah, it happened. Yeah, I guess the funny part is it was so punctual that like the pilots that were driving by that would fly by gave it like a name. So they're always like, you could go see Trevor at 3 p.m. It's like a thunderstorm because he's there every day at 3. So pretty funny. It was a pretty interesting video. See, that's what we need to keep videos about. No other crazy drama stuff. Like, let's learn fun facts. I want a 30-second fun fact in my videos.
Yeah. Sometimes fun facts aren't always, or it depends. Well, I guess it depends on who the fun fact is for, but yes.
True. Oh, that's too funny. What you drinking?
So, like I
I'm
said, on Saturday,
faster draw than you. I know we're like I'm lining up, like who's gonna say it first? Gotcha.
so like I said, Saturday, I basically went with my wife to run an errand. The errand was, she went to this tattoo studio in Arts District to get a tattoo she'd been like thinking about planning on getting for a while, and finally found an artist. The studio was pretty clean inside. It looked all like fancy. They had like some, lo-fi instrumental music playing in the background the whole time, so it was pretty calming. I think it's like the I think they have a location. I know they have the one in LA, and I'm pretty sure they had one in New York from what I was reading. And it seems like the studio is set up where artists, international artists who want to do like stints in the US can come and hang out like for a month or however long they want to be out here, because there was an artist that popped up on Instagram from South Korea, oddly enough, that said they were going to do a month out here in like the month of April.
Yeah.
And they didn't say specifically what studio, but it was the geotagged as Arts District. So we're trying to find a place to park and stuff. And we kind of drove by Arts District Brewing right there. It's right around the corner. And when we were there last time, and like there's a brewery in, I want to say Montclair, Arrow Lodge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they just opened a downtown downtown LA location. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's around here, but I didn't know exactly where. When we parked for the tattoo studio, it was we drove right next to where the Arrow Lodge Brewing is, which is basically a block and a half away from Arts District.
Okay, nice.
So we're getting ready to leave, and they had a sign out front, for the parking, and it was like 2 hours of parking validation for the structure if you buy a beer.
Look what. Look. I'm just trying to save us money here. Parking's like $20. I can go in here and get a beer for like
It would have been
$8.
$24. It would have been $24.
Oof. You're doing the Lord's
So,
work, Danny. Buying that beer, saving money by buying beer.
well, I don't know if I actually saved money.
As you bought like four or five drinks and food
No,
and
I just bought
shit.
one beer.
Yeah.
There, I bought one beer, and then I bought a four pack for the show. But the one beer, the 2 hours basically brought the parking down to by $8 from 24 to 16, so probably about broke even, but I got a beer out of the deal. So,
That's fair.
it's either $24 and no beer, or $16 plus the cost of a beer and a beer.
Boy math.
Exactly. Cool. They had a barley wine that was aged like 22 months and I can't remember. It was a fancy bourbon.
Oh, you saw that and you were just like drawn in.
Oh yeah. Like, when I was when she was getting the t when she was getting her tattoo, I was looking at one of the things I did was look through their menu to see what they had. But then they had also their on tap and in cans to go, a collaboration they did with Radiant Brewing in Anaheim. It is a pastry stout with bananas, vanilla, and cacao nibs
Cacao.
called, punnily enough, Mass Appeal.
Pretty funny. A nice dark color too.
Oh yeah. It's not as banana forward as I would hope. Like I've had some from Radi Everywhere where they basically just mash up bananas and throw it in the brewing tank as they're making the beer. Like I was talking to one of the owners when they released the first one, just general before they barrel aged it, that they had one of the a customer come up to him with her glass and was complaining because there was like chunks of banana in her beer.
A little weird. I mean, I might be able to push it a little far. But
But at the same time, it's like that,
you want
the meme.
banana? Here's banana.
It's a cow farm. There's gonna be cows out there. It's like that banana beer. There's gonna be bananas in there. But so I don't know if they used extract or at what point they added the banana, but it's definitely more chocolate forward. But then the banana adds a sweetness, a different kind of like a fruity sweetness. It doesn't necessarily taste like banana, it just tastes like a sweet fruit. Does that make sense? Oh, and when I had asked you about the lime and lemon juices you bought, I wasn't because I was looking through their Sprouts website and I saw like a couple different options and I wasn't sure which one you got, and you're just like, theirs. And I'm like, ah, I'll swing by Sprouts and find it anyways. So I did find just Sprouts brand lime juice. And of course I did the guy thing because I'm sitting there like on my phone and one of the employees is like, can I help you find something? And I'm like, no, I'm good. Like looking at the website, seeing where I could find it.
Is this Sprouts lime juice? That the Sprouts lime juice, the lime juice of the Sprouts?
Yes. Yes, that is the one. But when I was walking out, I was like, I kind of could use a little snack. I'm a little hungry. I just got off work checking out their like pretzel, it's like chocolate covered pretzel packaging type area. Peanut, like the nuts and all that stuff. And I came across one. It was pretzel, like little pretzel balls in white chocolate, but it was lemon poppy seed flavored.
Interesting.
Amazing. If you like lemon flavored things, which I do, like for dessert, like sweets. I don't know if you've seen, there's a chef that reacts. He's usually wearing like a chef coat and like a different baseball hat every time. And he's like, he has brought that up on a couple of videos that people have tagged him on where they make a lemon based dessert.
Gotcha.
And he was like, yeah, that is my kryptonite. If I see something that's a dessert and made out of lemons, I will eat the whole thing. He will get done.
Yes. I'll have to look for that. I don't remember seeing it. You said it was just like in the dry pretzel area.
Like the well, like not the dry pretzel area, but like they had like a little island that had like chocolate covered pretzels and different candies and stuff in like little plastic tubs that were overpriced but
Gotcha.
delicious.
Got you.
It's in
So
that the snacks area.
it's part of the overpriced snacks.
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to look. I'll look for it next time we go to Sprouts, which will probably be this weekend because that's where we go.
Yeah, I found out they had built a Sprouts off of Limonite.
Ooh.
About the closest one I would have to go like out into Rancho Cucamonga away from home
Oh, or by my mom's.
or by your mom's, but
Yes.
both away from home.
Yes.
This one is a little, it's like 2 miles off the 15, but it's still mostly on the way home,
Yeah.
less out of the way.
Okay. Nice. Nice. What did you
So
buy your lime juice for?
basic bitch bourbon and cokes at first, at least, so I can get rid of go through some of the distiller's coke that I have.
Oh. Did you at least buy ginger beer?
Well, I finished up my ginger beer, but I have the distiller's coke, which I like better than the ginger beer.
Oh, for the Kentucky Mules.
Yeah, well, just for, rum, bourbon and cokes.
Got you.
Because I like it, because it's like if Coke and ginger beer had a baby. It's got the Coke cola flavor, but the spiciness of the ginger beer.
And what is it called? It's the
It's made by the Fever Tree, and it's Distiller's Cola.
Distiller's Cola.
And the only place I can buy it out here, at least, is Total Wine. Nobody else has it.
Fuck. Now I'm gonna have to go to Total Wine this weekend. Yeah, there's a liquor store, called Bottle Shop. It's pretty big.
Okay.
I plan on stopping over there because I haven't been yet. Because I always drive by it at like weird times, like Sunday after doing farm tours. It's like 10 a.m. Fucking gates are closed, shut down. I'm like, fuck. Like, why can't I ever go? I was like, and I've been trying to be good, making sure I drink through a bunch of my whiskey before I buy more.
Yes.
I did commit a crime, and I don't care because I'm not impressed. I used Weller's for drink cocktails. I just wanted it gone. I'm
Right.
like, I'm gone. I was like, I
You want
don't
to flush
like
a nice
it.
paint on that?
Yeah, if I have decided I do not want any kind of weeded bourbon.
No, no
No.
wheat.
No wheat. What?
Yeah. But the because every place I've gone to look for the distiller's cola, they have, like, even Target, they have eight different Fever Trees, including a blood orange ginger beer.
Yeah.
But none of them ha only Total Wine has the distiller's cola.
See, there's a Total Wine, but there's a Total Wine out here. I'll have to stop. I'll have to check it out. I bet they have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like the ginger tree size, Fever Tree size, I mean, so
Interesting.
one of those. As much whiskey as you want to, get drunk upon, and some lime juice.
My favorite recipe is 2 ounces of bourbon with half a bottle of ginger
Oh, the
beer.
ginger beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta keep
That's
it
how.
somewhat close. Yeah, ginger
Yes.
beer is expensive. Gotta save money. Don't use full bottles.
Well, I guess you can buy the full size bottle, but like, if you don't drink it fast enough, it'll go flat.
Yeah, true, but yeah. Yeah, I'll be like, it's 6 ounces, but it's like a little bottle. I'll be like, nope, half, half, half.
So, what are you drinking? Shin.
I feel like I had it on the show before, but I can't remember, to be honest. But this is the Smoothness Dark Lager by Great Divide. This is aged in Jameson caskets. So what does it come in at? Shoot, I should have looked at that while you were going off. It 8.7% ABV.
Yeah, mine's 9.8%. I forgot to
Damn.
mention that.
This is bottled in 2018. I wonder if I should even be drinking this.
I mean, the worst thing that'll happen is the flavor, it'll just be flavorless.
It's not flavorless, though. It definitely tastes. It tastes like you get the
Might be oxidized.
yeah. Maybe. I don't think it is, though, because it's not. It's good. It's. I mean, I guess you
No, I'm
could.
saying like that could be
Yeah.
like one of the bad things that would happen is just letting it sit too long. It might taste like a corrugated cardboard is the way to describe it, the taste.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely thinner than like a porter or a stout. You still get that barreled age flavors that you're chasing, especially with the whiskey flavors on this. I think it's a lot easier to drink because it's a lager, so it's like thinner. And I think that's like I think the most appetizing piece to me Because sometimes I can't get into these 12, 13, 14% porters and stouts barrel age. It's too much. I think it's too much. So this
Super
having,
thick and syrupy.
yeah, it's just, yeah, I want to be able to drink and chill and, maybe have more than one. But yeah, I think the lower ABV and the thinness because it's a lager, is very nice. It's very subtle, very easy drinking. I don't know if they still do this beer, but if you do see it from Great Divide, I would definitely pick it up if you are a fan of barrel aged beers, because this is going to be a little bit easier to drink, especially
And you
for
said it
those
was,
that. What's up?
I'm sorry, you were gonna say it was in the Jamesons.
Yeah, it's aged in Jameson caskets.
I wonder if that was the year that we went to GABF and Jameson had that huge like half a third of the floor or whatever it was, a quarter of the floor for their little land where they were promoting their release of their whiskeys.
We went in 2019 because that's when I moved to Jersey.
Oh, okay, and that was you said that's from 18 then.
Correct.
Okay. I can't. I knew it was right around then. I can remember if it was 18 or 19. Okay. So I guess never mind on that theory.
Yeah, this beer is so old, but it's still so good.
Oh, so I'd seen this before. There's a group that did a study that people who like. And the way it was presented was people who like IPAs, but then you read the more into the study that it was people who like bitter things tend to be have psychopathic tendencies.
I'm not crazy. Institution, you're the one who's crazy. Institution, you're driving me
How can
crazy.
you say I'm crazy when you gave me your hops and your barley and your malt? But then, and then reading further, it's like, yeah, they did 1,000 people, and I'm like, it's not a study. That's barely a questionnaire.
They probably went to like a brewery that specializes in like non-hoppy stuff.
Right? Well,
Mm-hmm.
the way they did it was they asked them if like their preferences or whatever, and once they and then they asked them like questions separately of that, and then they kind of paired up. And
Yeah.
realize that, the people that like IPAs tend to answer their questions this way, the psychopathic way.
I don't know. I do know that the IPA train has kept breweries alive.
Right. I've been listening to this podcast and I'm like finally got under 100 episodes left. So I'm, still a more than little more than a year away from catching up, 2 years away.
Oh
But
my God.
well, not in my time, but in the times of the show, like,
No. I totally know what you meant. It's just funny, though. It's just like a lot of episodes catch up
yeah.
on.
Well, I do think I'm listen to all my podcasts at double speed.
Oh, that's fair.
But listening back to episodes, it's a Chicago beer-based podcast. Like the guy that hosts it has a liquor store out there. And then he has different people from either breweries or, people that write for beer. But I remember like early in the show, they were talking about how the hazy IPA was a fad and it's going to be going away anytime now.
Oh my God,
Any
that's
anytime now.
so good. That's so
Like
good.
for like 3 years, yeah, that hazy IPA fad is going away. That people are going to get tired of it and it's
It
going away.
stayed. The haze, the IPA bros never went away. They're still there, still drink chasing IPAs, man.
And I remember one episode they were talking about the downfall of craft beer is marked by an occurrence that one of them had at their place of business where a guy just walked in and was like, I just want an IPA. Can I get an IPA? And they're like, well, which one do you want? He's like, I don't know, man. I just want an IPA. It doesn't matter to me. Like, that's the end of craft beer right there. That exact moment is the moment
That's
craft beer died.
the moment that it died. Nothing to do with the the amount of breweries that are open with the advance the all the different competitions that are growing between distilleries and what's it called?
Right.
The new
The ready to
uprising
drink
of
stuff.
ready to drink and the seltzers, the rise of the
Oh yeah,
seltz.
and when the seltzer craze came out, and that was even the worst. That's going to, that's not going to last. That's going away.
I
That's going to
mean,
chase kids away from beer. It's hilarious.
dude, like if you're running a business, you have to chase the fad. Like you just have to. I mean, look, even your wife's cousin, right? They're doing a bunch of seltzers, and that was like years ago when we talked to them. It wasn't even that. It was
Yeah.
like the beginning of the fad. But like even they were smart enough to go, people are drinking this shit. We better have it because like. We have to make sure that, you know, the assortment, like if a party comes in, they all want to drink. You have to keep them all engaged. So if they're just
Right,
coming
because if you
in
have people
and
that come in.
two people have a beer and then they leave out of a party, like you're screwed. Like you need them to drink multiple rounds.
Oh man, you should have heard the episode when they went off on the whole beer slushies too,
Oh.
where they take their like sours and slurpees. Is it?
Look, I get it. I don't get it. But you know what? If people are gonna buy it, you gotta sell it.
Dude, I went to a brewery and I actually got one because it was a Dole Whip flavor. And I'm like, this is going to be amazing. And it was. Just a little boozy. It's
What
like
kind of beer
what you
was
want when you
it?
go to Disneyland. It was a pineapple sour,
IPA.
like a
Oh,
kettle
I got you.
sour.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Nice.
So good. And had like chunks of pineapple in it. I'm like, dude, this is what I want at Disneyland on a hot day. Just a little bit of booziness and my Dole Whip.
I need the booziness to help me drown out the screen the screams of children,
And angry
adults.
adults. Yes. You know, because it's the expression the customer is always right. They stop there, even though the rest of it is in terms of taste. It doesn't mean like if I say I might you should take my expired coupon, it means if people are buying seltzers, you should probably start making fucking seltzers.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird because the Bonesaw makes a seltzer, but they don't flavor it by the keg, so they just do plain seltzer, and then they have like syrup pumps.
Okay. That was the kind of the original style, the way they served the Gosa, I think. I know it's one of the German like sours. It just comes out like plain and then you add the flavor syrups. Like if you go to Germany, that's because of the that was the this soaking loophole. It's like we're not having sex. She's just jumping on the bed while I'm inserted inside of her. It's like that. It's their way around getting the Reichsdefiner laws, the German purity laws, where beer can only have four ingredients and fruit syrup is not one of them. So then you order the beer with the four ingredients, and then they're like, would you like it as is, or would you like to add a flavor to it?
A flavor, please.
And so that way they're
Oh,
not violating any German brew laws, and you
ho,
get your fruity sours.
ho. Exactly. That's too funny. Yeah, I think Glassboro Brewing also has the same thing. They have like the pumps. So it's definitely at least two breweries out here I've seen it with the pumps. 'Cause like
Yeah, and then
the other one, shoot, the one that just closed, Forgotten Boardwalk. They were actually
he already
like,
forgot about, almost forgot about it, huh?
I almost forgot about Forgotten Boardwalk. They had three taps, but they were like flavored already. So,
Okay. Yeah, another thing that breweries are doing, a few of them out here and everywhere is going to start doing it every Sunday, at least I think for the through the spring, if not through the summer too, Kolsch service.
Cool.
Where basically you order it, and the way they originally would do it is you'd have to sit at the bar, but now they're doing it the authentic way, where you order the Kolsch service and they'll give you a special glass so they know you have it, and kind of like the Brazilian all-you-can-eat steakhouses where they just come by and start shaving meat off on your plate until you tell them to stop. It's like if your glass is empty, they'll come by and fill it. They have a pitcher of the Kolsch, and they'll just walk around with it and just fill up your glass, and they'll keep a tally of how many times you filled up your glass. And then when you're done, you put like your coaster on top of it, and then they tally up how many pours you've had, and you're good to go. You never have to get up to order. You just bring it to you.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. I'm just like, why
But
are
that's
we
a,
wasting
it's a,
time? But
but it's a German, it's like they do in Germany, so.
the tradition.
Yes,
Kolsch
tradition.
style beers, please. We want to drink and drink and drink.
Yes.
Yes,
So,
please.
the sales of VPNs have dramatically risen in the last week or so in Texas.
If there's a will. Life finds a way, baby. Life finds a
Yes.
way.
So, and this isn't the first state that this has happened in, but it's just the most recent where Pornhub has been like, hey, they have these ridiculous, possibly unconstitutional requirements to prove age. And we're not going to go through any of that. So we're just not going to have our website available to people who live in the state of Texas.
Damn it, Bobby.
So, yeah, because they want them to like upload their driver's license and some other, like basically, like you're being carded via the internet. Which still doesn't stop because all that takes is just, one enterprising kid with a tablet or cell or phone to go and grab mom's or dad's ID and
Scan it.
log in. Unless it's like a thing of, you grab your dad's license and you go to scan, like log in with that, and you're, it's like, sorry, you can only have one ID per one account per ID. Or it's like the an email
Mom, you
already.
have some explaining to do. No, you do, Johnny. God damn it. What are you doing with my
Yeah.
credit card? Or with my
And it's like,
debit
yeah, the
card?
parent gets a notification. There is an a login attempt made on your Pornhub account. Is this you?
No. I've been hacked.
Speaking of things that could be hacked, they are either this weekend coming up right now or the next one, they're going to start testing driverless taxis in the city of Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. They're doing this in which city? They already started doing this, right?
I
On
think
one
they
of
it was
West
it,
Coast, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland.
well, I don't know if they've like officially did the test like the testing there, but I don't know. I hadn't heard anything about there.
Okay. Maybe
I
I'm
but I was just thinking like when I saw that, I was just thinking about New York, man. And that taxi ride we took. I can't imagine a robot being able to be that crazy and make those decisions.
You know, in Texas, with the ta just in general, that if you are driving your personal car, and during like rush hour, like they're gonna put scanners in the city to scan the cars. Like if you're not like a business, like doing something, like if it's just you and you're driving around, you have to pay like a toll price, like if you keep driving around during rush hour times in your personal car. And my first question was, who lives in New York City and has a car, first of all?
Oh, wait, did you
No,
say in Texas or New York?
New York City. Did I
Okay,
say
you said
Texas?
Texas.
Oh, my bad. New York City. Sorry,
Okay.
sorry. Yeah, so New York City. So,
That makes sense. 'Cause I was gonna say I thought Texas had had freedoms.
yeah. You have freedoms unless you're against the Red Party, then you don't have
Yes.
freedoms. Freedom of government is a loose term these days.
Yes. I mean, I know like the head of Caltrans out here said that at some point, all the lanes that are now carpool lanes are going to eventually become toll roads.
Bad days, bad days. There are not enough trains.
No.
Can't get to fucking places. Stop bringing the man down.
Right?
Just trying to drive to work, drive to Disneyland, all that shit.
Yeah. Jody used to take the train to work when she worked out in Irvine, and she actually liked it. She ended up getting out with this group, and they'd either play cards or she'd just sit there and read and or sleep sometimes. But yeah, you get your train friends.
Yep.
keep you occupied at the times when, you know, the train has to stop for an hour because some dumbass couldn't doesn't understand spatial distances and didn't park their pull their car far enough at a red light forward so that the train takes out the back of half of the car or whatever.
So annoying. I'm surprised that
Yes. And like,
Disney and Amtrak haven't figured out how to get a fucking train station there.
well, they have by Angel Stadium, they have the major train bus hub right there. Like,
Yeah.
it's basically right across the street from the pond.
Gotcha. You take the train there and then you jump on a bus to Disneyland.
And then you can jump on a shuttle to Disneyland. Yeah, just go straight up Catella.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, as long as, but then you can't stay till closing though, because it's not like San Francisco where the trains run till like 3 o'clock in the morning.
You bring up a fair point, Daniel. You bring up a fair point. Still fucking it up, California.
Yes. Yeah, especially on the weekends. Probably the last train probably runs at 8 p.m. or something like that on a Saturday. It's like, because after 8 p.m., nothing good happens.
No. You're stuck. You're stuck in at Disneyland for the rest of your life. So what?
Oh,
So they're
man.
gonna start the drive. You said they're so when are they starting this in LA?
I think they're starting it this weekend. So by the time you hear it, it'll already been started.
Yeah. That's interesting. Is it
I just
around
want to
the
know.
whole city or just parts of it?
From what I saw, it was, you know, the whole city could be anywhere, but, you know, they're probably more just going to try to focus on certain areas. And I wonder if they're going to intentionally keep it out of, you know, like the downtown busy area so that they can fudge the numbers that everything looked good. Or at least keep it out of there when it's actual busy.
Right? That's crazy.
So, you know, going back to Disney, if you, have a Disney Plus account or Hulu
Yes.
or both bundled. They decided if it's good enough for Netflix, it's good enough for us. And as a Valentine's Day present, basically, I mean, not Valentine's Day, it would have been this month. So March 15th, they decided, like, I didn't get any, there was no, I didn't get an email that said, hey, heads up, this is happening. They just did it. As of March 15th, if you're, sharing passwords, they're shutting that shit down.
Well, boo.
So, because, you know, of course, it's in the terms of service household, and it's like, you know, the devices, people and devices that are within the house, the residence of the primary account holder,
So they're
as
looking at
opposed
the
to.
IP address that it's bouncing off of for the internet.
Yes. So I don't know how they're going to test it, because, you know, I know one of the big problems for Netflix argument was, well, like, what about people stationed overseas? Why do our soldiers have to have two Netflix accounts? Do you hate the troops?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse. Do you hate the troops?
Well, that was with Netflix, so I don't know. But and then they were gonna make it where it's like, okay, once every like 30 days, you know, the thing needs to be logged into like at the home IP.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Disney is going to authenticate or verify residents. But I know a couple of people that it's like, you know, grown kids, where it's like one pays for Netflix, one pays for, you know, Disney Plus, Hulu, one pays for Amazon.
Yeah.
So, it's getting tough out there, man. That's why everyone start taking to the high seas, raising that black flag. It's called a
Exactly.
crossbones. Pirate Bay coming back again. Again, it's like, dude, I'll give you money. Let me watch the things I want to watch. Stop making it so difficult. Nope. But they did release a trailer, a new trailer for a Jedi-based show, which apparently the Star Wars Uber nerds are happy about.
Really?
Because I just remember seeing, like, yeah, I remember, like, people were like, show me the Acolyte trailer. When's the Acolyte coming out? And I'm like, I guess I didn't read enough books
What
to
the
care
fuck
about it.
is the Acolyte?
Right? I mean, it looks pretty cool. It looks like there's, you know, pre I think it's supposed to take place pre episode four. Or not pre episode four, like pre episode, like pre prequels even.
Okay, got you.
Back when like there were like Jedi were like in more abundance
Yeah.
before, you know, Anakin killed all the younglings.
Oh, got you. Yeah. No, I got you. Why don't they do Knights of the Old Republic?
Because they know people want it.
They're like, we're not
And
touching that.
right. And that's why, and it makes sense. I'm not, wasn't entirely happy about it, but I also understood where Disney's like, yeah, all those books and shit, like, yeah, those don't exist anymore. They're not canon. They're legacy or whatever they call it. Because if Disney's like, well, we want to tell a story, and now if anytime we introduce a character and it doesn't do exactly what it's like, well, I don't understand why this character is doing this. Because if you clearly read this book, this chapter, and this page, this character did it this way.
Yeah.
But for the press conference, they were talking to the director of this show.
Yeah.
And she was there, someone asked her about the, Star Wars fans, and she's like, look, I get it. Not everyone's gonna like this. And it sucks if you don't like it, because I think it's good. I'm proud of it. But also know that not everything is for everyone. Just if you watch it and you don't like it, then I'm sorry that you don't like it. But someone out there does like it and move on.
Move on.
Basically, she's like, shut the fuck up.
Go fuck yourself. Move on.
Right.
Move on.
Right. And I, there's a lot of lazy arguments against Star Wars and some of the Marvel stuff. And then the lazy de defense of anytime you criticize something, it's like, oh, it's because you're racist or sexist.
Yeah.
But then it's getting more and more now where people who are making the stuff either want no knowledge of what they're doing. It's like, oh, yeah, I haven't read any Marvel comics, or I haven't done any of this, or I haven't read any Marvel comics, and I told the actor playing the main character not to read like any of the character comics about the main character because I want to tell my own story. Like, well, then go make a different movie. Come on, man. It's like when they made the World War Z movie with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Like, there was a book called World War Z, and that was supposed to be what the movie was based on, but the movie had nothing to do with the book. But the movie was good, but they should have called it something else and made a World War Z book.
Yeah.
So,
No, that's fair.
unless the plan was, because they were going to make a trilogy, because the book was him going around and interviewing people after the zombie war was over and getting their memories
Gotcha.
of it, right? So the only thing I could think of was that would have been the third movie, would have been the actual book, and the first two would have been setting up the war leading to the book.
Gotcha.
Like the first one was the start of the war, the second one was the continuation of the war, and the third one was him going around and interviewing people. But
Gotcha.
I have no there, I've never seen or read anything that would confirm my badass batshit crazy theory.
Batshit crazy theory.
Yes. Speaking of things that are batshit crazy, Sean.
Couple different things. So it was announced this week that during the Apex Legends, if you don't know what Apex Legend is, it's a game that you could play. It's pretty big. It's kind of like the grown-up version of Fortnite, as like some people like to say. But they had a professional, they had, during the professional tournaments, they actually had to suspend the tournament because the servers got hacked. And so from like reading the article, it looks like somebody got into the Apex Legends server and was able to put malware onto the competitors' computers through the server because it thought it was part of the game. So like the natural like defenders of like, the normal computer antivirus wasn't able to pick it up. So this is being regarded as the biggest hack in sports and esports history right now. I think there's a lot of people scratching their mind on how a professional game company allowed itself to get hacked with everything kind of going on. But it's just crazy that like this hasn't happened. One, I can't believe it's happened before. But two, it's just like, what are people doing? Like, you're just so bored. You're like, I'm just gonna try to hack and disrupt this thing.
Yes.
Like, Wouldn't you make your own private server just for like this event? Like I don't, you know what
Right.
I mean? Like why would it be just
Or have
on,
better security.
right?
Like, because what I was from reading the article, they had like old, outdated, antiquated systems.
And it was basically a backdoor file in the actual game coding. That's how they were able to get through. So it's really all on the game company that they just somehow let their systems get hacked.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same like when there's a streamer who's got a lot of views and someone swats them.
Oh,
It's just
yeah.
assholes, bored assholes being a bored asshole.
Pretty much. I didn't get into the challenge. I'm terrible at this game, so nobody should have fun.
Or or it could also just be someone who wants to take it as a challenge. It's like can we, or they see the they're maybe doing something like, wait a minute, we can get in. Oh, fuck it, let's fuck with them then.
That's pretty funny. And then I saw an update this week on the old lonesome Destiny 2. So I haven't played in a little while. Did I talk about it on the show that they had a crossover event with Witcher?
You had mentioned that it was upcoming, or you had mentioned something briefly about it, but you didn't say exactly how the event went.
So they had a couple, and it was just cosmetic skin packs, right? Nothing special. So they made these skin packs for Witcher. And so you could go in. People are probably dropping 15, 20 bucks on these skin packs, whatever. But I saw this week, Danny. You know how I know Bungie is dead? They had a crossover event with the new Ghostbusters movie.
I mean, I want to say Fortnite has been having crossover events with everything, and people still play that.
It's
Long live the Bungie is dead. Long live the
that's
Bungie.
Fortnite. That's a you could download that game for free and play it for hundreds of hours and never, ever, ever drop a dime into it, right? Like you have to,
I mean, you don't have to drop any dime into Destiny other than buying the game.
I mean, but still, like, how do you take like a serious game and just like, all right,
Money, as Mr.
Ghostbusters,
Krabs would say.
here's my ghost shell with Slimer.
It's like when Final
Can't do it.
Fantasy 14, where not only did you have to buy the game, but then you had to pay a monthly subscription to cross over with the shitty Digimon. It wasn't Digimon, but it was one of those type games where they had the monsters and you can unlock like a whole bunch of different companion things that follow you around in the game. Like, don't do anything other than just like follow you around in the game. And then you got like a mount for a couple of them. There was like mounts that you can ride around in. But yeah, that was a huge publicity cross. Oh, and then they had one with I don't think they did anything officially in game, but how Halo would always hook up with Doritos or Mountain Dew, to get game codes for stuff. The company of choice for Final Fantasy 14 was Mrs. Freshley's.
What the
Like, super knockoff Hostess Little Debbie snack
fuck?
makers. Hey, I'm gonna get this big Texas cinnamon roll because I want to get that Final Fantasy outfit
Special
code.
loot. Yeah,
Yes.
buddy. Yeah, boy, yeah.
It's like, are you acknowledging that you think every American that plays your game is just a fat ass and stuffing their face with cinnamon rolls and donuts? Well,
Jeez.
because they're probably not wrong. No.
No, not at all.
So a friend of the show, Solid Snack, sent me a thing about a Marvel game reveal. Well, not a reveal, I guess they had already announced it, but they had some gameplay at a presentation for a game. Because previously it was revealed that this person is making was making a story-driven Marvel game with Captain America and in the original, like Black Panther, the Black Panther's dad.
Yeah.
Set during World War II. And then, like, so they showed some more stuff about it. Apparently, there's going to be four playable characters. There's, you know, obviously besides Captain America and Black Panther, there's going to be a member of the squad. I can't remember the name of the squad now off the top of my head. That the Howling Commandos.
Yeah.
There it is. The Howling Commandos, and then a spy from Wakanda.
Gotcha.
And, you know, when he sent me the thing first, he was like, my brother in Christ, what the hell is this? Which, you know, we both agree, me and him, that that is a great way to address someone when either you want to correct them or just point something out that is stupid. It's like a nice way of calling someone an idiot.
Yes.
Without calling my brother in Christ, what is your problem? But, so the game is has four playable characters, but no co-op play options.
That's a little weird, but I guess it is still more story driven. But I get
I guess, but yeah, I mean, it's not the loot and shoot that like Borderlands is.
Yeah.
Where, you know. So it makes sense, but at the same time, though, it's like, are you really going to play, unless they give them, like, some amazing perks, you know, like, you always play a game where you have the four characters, and it's like, you know, this character specialty is, you know, whatever. It's like, they have to give those guys some pretty fucking special abilities to pick them over the Black Panther or Steve Rogers, right? Like, I'm going to play some guy I've never heard of before.
I'm some military guy.
I'm a Howling Commando. Who's fighting next to Captain America?
Hoorah!
But I'm not Captain America.
I'm always in danger until Captain America comes to save me.
You know, and at first it was kind of an issue in my head, but then I realized it's, you know, Marvel and it's comic book world where nothing that happens has to make any sense as far as timelines.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, wait, so are they saying that the people of Wakanda should have known about Captain America before they met Captain America? Well, I guess they made the shield.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, but they're going to have, but, and he's not a playable character, but he is one of the characters there is going to, Howard Stark is going to somehow be involved in the story.
Yeah. I noticed that in the credits.
So, you know, maybe they'll show the shield being made.
True. Hopefully.
But yeah, I mean, nice. It sounds interesting. I mean, mostly when they were showcasing the game, it was a showcase for the graphics technology, not necessarily the game.
Yeah. I don't know. I watched the trailer and I don't know. The story just, I don't know. I felt like it didn't do anything for me. Like, it didn't spark anything. I was like, oh, it's a video game. Cool.
Like, I
would have to hear, like, people were like, oh my god, this game is so fun, the story's good, then maybe I would buy it, like, on sale.
Right. But you know, regardless of how the actual gameplay is, the trailer for the Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League made the game look like fun.
Yeah. That's fair.
You know, so I don't know if this one necessarily didn't evoke the same emotions.
I thought like the concept was fun for the other one, but yeah, I don't even sometimes I forget that Kill the Justice League is even a game. Like, it's just already gone.
I have it. I just haven't started playing it yet. I've been too busy playing stupid other games that I'm wasting, you know, 40 minutes to an hour a day playing a game as a fucking potato with guns or stabby things. I can't stop playing that game, dude. It is so fun.
That's too funny.
I'm like, I could have watched a whole episode of an anime, but I died at level 19 out of the 20.
You're like, nope.
Or even worse, I died at level 20 out of 20.
No, I didn't beat my record.
Well, I didn't get the achievement for unlocking as this character and unlocking whatever special ability it unlocks for future usages.
Yes. Oh, too funny. All right, everybody, that's it for today's show. Thanks for hanging out with us for another fun-filled day. Make sure you follow us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Play for a little bit more before they cut their losses. Bastards. Facebook, Instagram, Untapped. Catch us on those. Otherwise, have a great weekend. See you next time.
Later.